Boys High was one of Atlanta's first public high schools. It closed nearly 70 years ago. We now know it as Grady High School. But the students who attended Boys High never forgot it, even as some are approaching 100 years of age. Stephanie Stokes brings us the story of their reunion this past month.
100-plus men are seated at tables according to their class, year of 1944, 45, and so on, as Bob Cunningham, class of 46, leads them in a prayer.
We are gathered here today to remember the life of a true friend. That friend left us 69 years ago in the year 1947. This friend was an institution called Boys High School.
Boys High was an all-boy white school. The men of this reunion, ranging from 84 years old to upper 90s, caught just its final years. Tommy Tillman was class of 48.
There's a bond among Boys High people that if you haven't been to school there, you just don't understand it. There's never been a high school anywhere in the world like Boys High, and there will never be another one.
The school's purpose was to send men to universities. That was rare back then, and the faculty were a rare breed, alumni say. Harsh at times, but dedicated. Ben O'Callaghan, class of 44, still remembers the chemistry teacher.
He was a good German fella. He actually had a rock on his desk. If your answer was just a stupid answer, he would say, "Why, boy, I'm going to hit you with this rock."
Did he throw the rock ever?
No, he didn't, but he threatened it.
But if the faculty asked for discipline, they got a lot of chaos in return. Just about every man has a story. That time when they threw a match in a pencil sharpener, or once in Larry Haley's day.
We had pot-bellied stoves to heat the portables. Well, some of the guys got to thinking, you know, what would happen if we took some ammunition and threw it in the fire? Well, we did that, and then a few minutes it got hot, and they began firing around, and there was absolute chaos in the room.
The antics weren't limited to the classroom. Boys High shared its grounds with an all-boy technical school, Tech High, as Tommy Thompson and Bob Cunningham explain.
It was a white line. If you got across that white line, you were in Tech High. You were on the other side, you were at Boys High. And of course, we made friends with each other until we got ready to play the annual game. And then both sides became enemies. You didn't cross that line then.
We had a big hill over in Piedmont Park where the golf course is. And Boys High boys would sneak over there at night and write these big letters on the hill, "To hell with Tech High." Then they'd come back the next day and erase the letters and write, "To hell with Boys High." That's about as bad as the language got between the two schools.
Where were the girls through all of this? Well, at Girls High. The boys did find ways to see them, Haley says.
Several of us would get in the car and race over to Girls High School, pick up the girls, bring them back to the varsity, eat a little something, race them back to Girls High, and then drive like crazy back to Boys High before we were late for the next period. That was a lot of fun.
In the background, World War II weighed on the minds of many students, like Hugh Cates, class of 46.
On the bulletin boards, we had the names of all of the former students who was in the service, along with the faculty. Then we had another list of those boys and faculty members that had been killed. So I thought that I was going to go into the service and probably be killed.
It was a different time, the alumni say, when air conditioning meant opening windows and streetcars crisscrossed Atlanta, not interstates. The time made Boys High possible, says former Congressman Elliot Levitas.
It was right after the Depression. The faculty was made up of people who were normally in other fields. And then the boys who came here, they just didn't go to school. They came to be with each other.
Atlanta grew with men like Levitas, class of 48. Other students started companies, became doctors. But today, fewer are around. Tillman estimates more than 100 Boys High alumni have died since the reunion 2 years ago.
As of yesterday, we still had 437 on our rolls. The Grim Reaper has taken a great toll on our classes, and it's not going to get better. They're not making any more of us.
Their closest heirs are at Grady, the co-ed school that replaced their own. The alumni are donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to its students, they say, to keep the Boys High spirit going. Before the reunion ends, the men stand up to sing an old song from Boys High. Almost 70 years later, "To Hell with Tech High." Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.